Welcome to Minnesota Music Makers, where we showcase local, national, and international artists.
So listen close, so you all don't miss.
Hello, I'm Marciano, and welcome to the Minnesota Music Makers. As the culture of Minnesota in general, the state's music scene centers on the Minneapolis and St. Paul area, and most of the Minnesota artists who have become nationally popular either came from this area or debuted here. Minneapolis has produced a number of famous popular music and folk music performers, such as Bob Dylan, who was born in Duluth, grew up in Hibbing, and began his musical career in Minneapolis area. Also, Prince. Hip-hop scene, you have the Rhymesayers. In the studio with me, I have one and only Rico Novotion. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling great, man. Feeling good. Glad to have you in here with me. Just to give you guys a little bit of background, Rico Novotion is an R&B singer and writer who has opened for nationally known artists such as Celine Dion, Beyonce, KC, JoJo, Silk, Anthony Hamilton, Donnell Jones, and more. He has also toured in Japan and London doing over 13 shows. Rico has been known to pack venues that some national acts have not succeeded, such as over 3,000 fans at the Myth Nightclub. Now, I hear this was one of the hottest Midwest venues ever. Well, why don't you speak a little bit about that experience and how that came about?
Well, you know, Myth, at first, they was kind of, you know, they didn't really want to do the show because they didn't feel like I would be able to pack that many people without using a national artist. So I told them that I would actually pay for everything and pay for the expenses of everything if it didn't turn out the way they expected. So when we came there, it was actually people standing, over 100-something people just standing outside way before the club even opened up.
Really?
Yes, and it was just a great experience, and the owner was so excited about it that they called me and told me that anytime that I wanted to use the venue, that it was at my exposure.
At your exposure. And then how did you take advantage of this opportunity?
Well, I used that as, you know, thank God I recorded the whole show, and that just opened up a lot of more doors for me to do other large events such as Target Center and other big places like that.
And to my understanding, you did this without a national contract. You did this all street team and word of mouth?
Definitely. You know, I have a good, strong street team, and we just use a lot of great marketing skills. We get very personal with our fans and the followers, you know, that support what I'm doing, and they continuously show that support.
Just to fill you in a little bit more, also, Rico Novotion has won the Midwest Best R&B Artist Best Live Performance 4 years in a row at the TC Hip Hop Awards. This is now what is a prestigious award in the Minnesota area. Explain the feeling of winning your first award to winning 4 in a row. You're kind of like, you know, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. I mean, explain that feeling to be able to be nominated. I'm pretty sure it's humbling at first. Then afterwards, I mean, the third time, do you come to expect it? Just take us through the motions of the feeling that has for Rico Novotion.
You know, the good thing about winning awards is it lets you know that all your hard work has been noticed by other people. So it was a very, very fulfilling feeling for me. Each year that I get nominated for it, by itself make me feel real good, and you know, it makes me strive to be even better. It makes me strive to want to bring more and more great music to the people who enjoy my music. I don't think I will ever feel like I'm just going to win, because I've always trained my mind to think that somebody's out there working harder than me, so that means that I gotta work extra hard because I don't know how hard that person is working. So I continue to just grind, and I continue to stay humble, because it's definitely a blessing, because it can be taken away from you at any moment. So I appreciate the blessings I get from it each and every day.
And that brings me to the next subject, you know, a little bit of background, you know, before the singing, before the microphone. You were born Memphis, Tennessee. And through your experiences, gangs, prison, relationships, you deliver a message, hope, understanding. Explain a little bit about that, and not just singing about, you know, what they want in the club. Explain why take that approach.
Well, you know, I raised myself since I was 15. I've been living on my own, and I had to grow up real fast, you know, so I made a lot of bad choices and got in a lot of bad situations and end up doing 8.5 years in prison straight. And you know, with that, it made me grow up so fast in there, and now I feel like it is my duty to reach back out there to the streets. So I don't only do it through my music. I go and I speak at high schools. I speak at alternative schools. I speak at juvenile centers and things like that, because I feel like it's important for me to try to catch that next young person who might get caught up in that same experience. So I'm just trying to, you know, let my music speak through my life experience. So my first album talks about my life, and which was Take a Walk in These Shoes. And Taking a Walk in These Shoes is basically saying that my CD is a reflection of my shoes. By you having my CD, you will get the chance to experience the life that I had to live. And my second album was Through the Storm, basically just saying that even though I'm through the storm, there's still going to be trials and tribulations, but you grow from those things.
I definitely can understand and relate to you talking about, you know, these experiences making you grow up faster. And I commend you. Some people don't actually, it's an opportunity at the same time. You know, it's an opportunity for yourself to grow. It's not an actual financial advancement. You know what I mean? It's an opportunity for yourself to grow. So, you know, I just want to say thank you and appreciate you and keep making the music. Now, you're born in a city, you know, great music legends, you know, and you're able to captivate the hearts of older audiences as well, known as a man who can sing about anything. Right now, we're going to take an intermission, and we're going to bring in a song called Breathe by Rico Novotion. By Rico Novotion. From the depths of the streets to the depths of his soul, Rico Novotion captured a wide spectrum of audience with his smooth combination R&B and crossover hip-hop. Rico grabs and sustains the attention of all ages. Rico's soulful voice is one of his strengths and emotions.
This is Minnesota Music Makers.
Bree, do you want to elaborate or go on about that song? What inspired you to record this song?
Well, you know, the song is basically talking about that experience of, like, seeing somebody that basically, like, take your breath away. And it's almost like you've been waiting for this person for a long time. And you tend to like freeze, and it's like hard for you to approach this person, and you just get in like this panic mode because she just have that angelic like presence, and it just frees you in your seat. So I'm basically saying that, you know, if I can just breathe, I will have the confidence to just walk up to her and, you know, talk to her, whatever it may be, because she touched me that way. It's almost like that lightning bolt effect that people tend to talk about a lot when they meet that soulmate.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I'm a huge fan of you, Rico. Known you for some time. I'm quite sure you have a big fan base of women that follow you and listen to you. What about the fellas? How was that following, and how was that support from the guys in your music? How was that?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm actually extremely surprised of the amount of fellas that I do have following me. It's more rewarding to hear a male give you a compliment on your music than it is for a woman, because you know how hard it is for a lot of men to give another man a compliment. And when they do that, it just lets me know that much more of how hard and productive my music is affecting people, and it just takes me to a whole nother level of appreciation for what I'm doing. And I've even had guys come to me that cried at my shows because certain songs touch certain parts of them that happened to them in their past, you know. And to me, that's an extreme humbling experience. So I do have a strong following in men, but obviously it's more of women than it is men. But I'm thankful for the men that I do have.
That's good to be appreciative of, you know, both sides. And I never thought about how hard the compliment part of it would be, because you know guys don't, you know, walk around complimenting each other, guys like that. So that's good. We're gonna dig a little bit back into your past a little bit and some of your accomplishments. In 2008, Rico Novotion ranked number 26 in August Top 100. You released a sophomore album that year, Through the Storm, and you're also the president and CEO of Diamond Effect Records, an independent label that you started up. Talk about what made you decide to say, I want to take the indie route, I want to start my own label, and some of the successes from starting that foundation and being recognized and having these albums come out.
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually came up with the company name Diamond Effect Records when I was still incarcerated in prison, and I designed the logo myself there, and it was, you know, it all starts from a piece of paper, your whole vision of anything. I spent a lot of my time in prison reading books on the business of music. Not only did I read a lot of books on the business of music, but I started studying the backgrounds of other entrepreneurs that started their own labels that became successful, and I looked at their pluses and I looked at their negatives to make sure that I make all the right decisions, because you can always learn from other people's experience through their mistakes or, as you know, the things that they achieve. So I actually got it all registered and everything before I got out of prison, and I just came out with a vision, and I had people that believed in me. And now I have an extremely strong team. I have myself as an artist. I have a duo group called Deja Vu. And that's two males that I'm seeing together. They're both my younger brothers. And then I have a hip-hop artist that goes by the name of Seth Centered. And, you know, we just have a strong vision. And I just built a really, really, really good team of people. And we cover pretty much all areas.
Talk a little bit about the number 26 ranking in the top 100 back in August 2008. And also, the So Hot Feel Like an Island video. I was able to watch that video. Cream Nightclub, where you filmed it at?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, just making sure my scenery was on point. Talk about that. Talk about how hard. Tell us how hard because the video should look like a success. You're not, you know, on that national level quite yet. How hard is that to orchestrate this type of video shoot, to get this many people involved, you know, to have quality production, you know, and just tell us how hard that is, or was it fairly easy? Was the team that you built, did that make it easy for you? Or?
It definitely made it easier because, you know, it takes a lot of a weight off of your shoulder when you can spread out the responsibilities. So I had a very good staffing team. During the audition, we auditioned everybody one by one for the video, and you know, we had makeup artists already set up, and the video shoot was actually done in 2 days, and the venue I felt was great for this situation because it's a very hot venue, rated one of the top club venues in Minnesota right now, and just the whole theme around it was like exciting. That's why we made we did the making of the video as well, which you can actually see all the work that everybody put into it. Everybody had a lot of fun. We had no like problems throughout the whole video. It went smoothly, and everybody we just made it into a party, you know, and everybody really enjoyed themselves. So that was very, very, very fun for us.
Was it expensive?
Definitely was expensive. You know, like they say, you got to spend money to make money. And if you really believe in yourself, you got to be willing to put in any and everything that you have. I work 3 jobs just to make sure that I can finance everything that I do, because I made a promise, you know, to myself that if I got the opportunity to get out and follow my dreams, that I was going to do it all positively. I wouldn't take anything negative to build my dream, because I don't want everything to be taken away from me. I want to be able to appreciate it, so I work hard at it. I got a lot of skills and trades before I came out so that I could utilize those things to finance everything. So I learned how to do computer programming so I could design my own website to, you know, save costs. You know, I did construction so that I could build my own studio, which I did, and, you know, things of that nature. So it was very expensive, but it was worth every penny of it.
Now, I want to step into the side of stage performance. I think that's kind of an area that's somewhat lacking here, but it's at the same time, I believe the younger generation, they have a lot of stuff going on, and they're gonna expose a lot of things. But right now, people get the microphone, get on stage, and either just rap or sing their song, you know, walk back and forth. With you, on the other hand, you have your choreographed dances, skits, and things like that, and you have, you know, backup singers and stuff like that. How important is that to have that experience, you know, to work hard at your stage performance at this level? How important is that for an artist to have those things and to work hard at it? How often do you guys rehearse and work on these things?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because it's very important to take that very serious. You know, I tell all my artists that when we go perform, people come to watch a show. If they wanted to hear us sing or rap, they would play our CD. When they come to a show, they come in to see a show. You know, so we make sure that we don't just go up there and just stand and sing and snap our fingers with 100 people on the stage. We try to entertain them by giving them a visual of what every song really means. Also, you know, it's like anytime you perform and you want the crowd to get involved, you have to put in that energy to let them feel that they feed off of your energy. So if we just standing there and just rocking our head, that's all they're going to do, you know. So you have to really put a lot into that. A lot of artists tend to just stand there, and a lot of artists like to have a lot of people on stage. I don't like that, because most of the people you have on the stage might not even know the song, or they not doing anything but standing there. So it makes your show tacky. you want to always present yourself as a national artist. If you want to be treated like a national artist, you're only going to get treated the way you present yourself. So if you present yourself as a local artist, that's how people are going to perceive of you, as just a local artist, when really you should be much more than that, because you put a lot of heart and soul into your dream and your passion. So you should present it as that.
Speaking of national artists, some of your influences have decided to be Brian McKnight, Marvin Gaye, R. Kelly, and Life Jennings. Now, they all make great music, but none of these guys are dancers. None of these guys are dancers. So, is that just a Rico side? Is that just something that you do? Or is there another artist too that, you know, dances that's had an influence on you?
Well, you know, I grew up watching a lot of my dad's old, like, videotapes, and I used to love watching, like, Temptations and the Four Tops. They used to do a lot of, like, competitions where they would sing each other's songs back and back, and I just always admired that. And to me, I feel that a crowd reacts more to design it, like, when you design movement. I think that they like to see people in tune with each other when they're moving and they're dancing, because it just creates more to the image, you know. So, and that's definitely a part of me, because I was dancing before I started singing. So, you know, I've always loved dancing, and I feel like if you got a talent, you should utilize them all. Don't hold one of them back.
And what artist would you say or group has had the most influence on you? I mean, growing up, what tape or CD did you find yourself popping in the most?
Wow. Now that's kind of a hard one, because it was a few. You know, I'll never forget about Keith Sweat's first album. To me, that album made a very, very strong impression on a lot of people. One was because you can put that tape in and just let it play. I've always thought that was amazing, how you could just put it in there and just let it play, because a lot of CDs now, you find yourself skipping a lot of songs. And that album, man, it was just amazing, because I could just put it in. It was like, just sit back and just enjoy the ride, you know. A lot of other people, like R. Kelly. I like R. Kelly because he tells stories. I love to tell stories. I like to write about stories. I like to bring storylines. I always envision a video with every song I write, because it helps me paint a picture. I want people, because you never know who's listening to it, and they might not understand it if you don't give them a way to visualize what the whole meaning of the song is. You know, a lot of people, the song will start off with one topic and then end with another. You know, I think a song is better if it have a full storyline, so I appreciate R. Kelly's writing for that.
All right, listeners, we're going to take another intermission here. We're going to bring in a new song from Rico Novotion. It's called Groupie Love. Go ahead, check it out.
Grown nigga with a young nigga swag. I belong in the deli, cause I'm finna go ham. Got a white groupie with me, look like Lindsay Lohan. About to take her to the club and do it with no hands. We arrive holding hands, of course I got a man. She know I got a couple grand, and leaving with it is a plan. So munch up on this candy bar, anime ain't acting hard. Groupies deserve everything, so triple swipe my credit card. Comes to her eyes, quick to check another chick if she ain't repping me right. Shorty, I'm about
masterpiece, so I'ma put her up high. Have a flashing like the finale on the 4th of July. Quick to show me love, so I'm sending it back. Love the way she know every single word to my track. She's the best of the best of them. I still love the rest of them. The way she hold me down is like men without erections. Why you be hating on me, dawg? Is it because you caught your girl with some diamond effect, dawg? Oh, I'm in love. Just had a few times. She know me like the paparazzi. Always so in love, come on, baby, pop it. Oh, I'm in love with a girl, me. Cause she knows just how to do me. She know me like the paparazzi. Always so in love, come on, baby, pop it. Got a lot on my mind, but I'm sure you can tell. By the way, I'm looking through this crowd hard as hell. Trying to find me that right one. Stick out like a sore thumb. Motivated by my sound, 808 when your ear comes. Who that? Be the groupie of the year. Strong like Patron when you're taking it to the head. Never scared to be in front of the stage. Hands bobbing up and down like she was filled with a rage. She's the best of the best of them. I still love the rest of them. When she hold me down, it's like men without erections. Why you be hating on me, dawg? Is it because you caught your girl with some diamond effect draw? Oh, I'm in love with a groupie. Cause she knows just how to do it. She know me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and knowing to get it poppin'. Oh, I'm in love with a groupie. Cause she knows just how to do me. She know me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and knowing to get it poppin'.
And that was just Groupie Love from Rico Nvotion. Groupie Love, as well as other music like Stop the Rain from Rico Nvotion, is on iTunes.com. You also have music on Napster, Groupie Tunes, Lala.com, Rhapsody, a number of places. How important is that to have a variety of options for your listeners?
It's very important. One, because you can never have too many places to have your music at. The more places you have it at, the more available it becomes, you know. So it's important to just utilize all those avenues, because you never know who will be on there looking for that next hit. And so, you know, just make it more available. Don't limit yourself to just one place because it's more known in your ear, because you don't know what's more known than the others.
Awesome, awesome. Before we get too far away from Groupie Love, why don't you let our listeners know what inspired you? Were there any features? What came about for you to write this song, Groupie Love?
Well, you know, Groupie Love is actually a song that's real dear to me, because I have like this, like, I don't know, it bothers me when people tend to say, oh, just so you know, I'm not one of those groupies. To me, that's like an insult, because I look at a groupie as somebody who appreciate good music and they like give their all into it. They don't hold back because of the fear of somebody looking at them and looking down upon them because of their passion for that song. Just because some people might have made bad decisions that follow great artists doesn't mean that that title should be placed on them, because a groupie to me is somebody who just passionate about music, passionate about that certain artist or band, and they, you know, they follow them around and they support it to the fullest, you know, regardless of where they at. They always show passion. And you know, my newest artist that we just brought onto the label, his name is Anime. He's actually the future artist on this song. He got a lot of energy, he's very animated, and that's why he got the name Anime. You guys will be hearing a lot from him too.
And I don't care who you are, there's no artist alive that doesn't want Groupie Love. Hey, I'm Marciano, this is Rico Nvotion. We're signing off. Thanks for tuning in to this session of Minnesota Music Makers.
Minnesota Music Makers is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.